Now, EU competition regulators have charged Apple with abuse of its dominance in the music streaming market following a complaint from the Swedish music streaming service Spotify 2 years ago. We can find out more from Naomi O'Leary, Irish Times European correspondent. What can you tell us about this, Naomi?
Hi, Brian. Well, what's happened is that the European Commission has sent a statement of objections to Apple based on its App Store. And the objection at the heart of it is that if apps want to list on the App Store, which they really do need to in order to reach anyone who has an iPhone, then Apple forces them to use its own payment service for any subscriptions. And on that payment service, Apple takes a 30% commission. Now, Apple defends this as paying for the app, that, you know, this is the way that it supports the app and updates, and that it benefits the users of the app that list their apps there because, you know, they get access to that large market. But Apple's competitors see it very differently because, of course, Spotify has a music streaming service and so does Apple, and they're direct competitors. And Spotify essentially sees this as Apple marking up its product, forcing it to charge its customers a 30% commission, which goes directly to Apple. And they complained to the European Commission about this being anti-competitive. And the European Commission has supported that position and has sent a statement of objections to Apple. They say that, you know, not allowing the rival music streaming services to charge customers directly, therefore bypassing that 30% commission, that's anti-competitive. And that also they complain that the rivals are unable to directly communicate with customers to say that there are cheaper options. So if you sign up directly with Spotify and have a login, you don't need to pay that extra 30%. Right. But there's no way of those apps telling customers that.
And briefly, Naomi, any reaction from Apple?
Apple defends its position. It says that, you know, it's not anti-competitive at all. This is something that it's fair for them to charge that commission for the use of its app. And it reminds everyone that Spotify is the number one streaming service in the world. So if it is anti-competitive, it doesn't seem to have had too much of a disadvantageous effect.
All right. Listen, thanks for that. No doubt more on this in the next number of days. But Naomi Leary from the Irish Times, thanks for that.